is a stand-up on top of my right. I know what that is. See? And I don't care who the guy is. Because my right is my right.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Ask the Lawyer with Brian Figaro, founder and senior partner at the law firm of Figaro & Associates. Mr. Figaro opened his private practice in downtown Brooklyn in 1996. He specializes in personal injury, immigration, matrimonial law, bankruptcy, and wills and estate planning, with a strong emphasis on litigation matters. As the Lawyer features Brian's legal advice as he answers the listeners' questions and shares his insights in achieving your goals and objectives. Every week, As the Lawyer also features interviews and guests related to Mr. Figaro's interests outside the law. Guests and topics include health and wellness, the civil rights war, music production, writers, as well as international and local political and religious leaders. Wide-ranging, fun, informative radio. That's As the Lawyer with Brian Figaro. Ask the Lawyer any question you like via email at bfigeroux@msn.com. That is bfigeroux@msn.com for legal advice regarding specific situations. Appointments at the office will be made when you call 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Please note that submitting questions do not create an attorney-client relationship.
Mr. Figaro, on the American Immigration Lawyers Association, ALA's website, there is an article, Standing Up for Immigrants in the Midst of an Immigration Crackdown. An article talking about Trump's 3 years in office where he has been demonizing immigrants. But in your publication, The Immigrants Journal, you have been advocating for immigrants against the demons in Congress long before Trump. You have been fighting for immigrants for 21 years. What is happening in America, Mr. Figaro?
Yes, Ms. Phillip. Great to be here. Brian Figaro, Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. And as Ms. Phillip said, you know, 21 years ago, we launched the Immigrants Journal publication. We had the Mighty Sparrow with us at the New York City Technical College, and he was there with us launching the Immigrants Journal. You know, all my love to the Mighty Sparrow. And also 21 years ago, you know, this publication, the Immigrants Journal, till now, we have always struggled for advertisers, people who want to really support immigrants in a progressive way, so to speak. You know, we have had our citizenship drive. We have worked with the U.S. Census Bureau on census issues. We had our Goodwill Soccer tournaments at Jefferson High School Field. We did our Boycott Panorama in 2000-2001, supporting the Steel Band Association, the United States Steel Band Association. So we have a lot of history. And that history, it has always been an uphill battle for immigrants here in America. And the war on immigrants, we have to be more specific. It's the war on black people, brown people, coming to America. Patrick Buchanan, Gingrich, and the whole contract with America people started that war a long time ago, 1992. And with that war against immigrants, people who speak Spanish, people who come from those type of countries that KKK, Russia, and Trump speak about, they have been trying to and succeeding in reducing the amount of people who come from Africa, the Caribbean, Latin America. In fact, President Clinton, with the LIFE Act, with the expiration of 245I on April 30, 2001, they were complicit in what we have today. So what started with Gingrich and others taking Congress for the first time in 1994 for almost 50 years, what we have seen is laws after laws passed in Congress that is trying and succeeding in stopping people coming from the Africa, from Africa, the Caribbean, Latin America. And whether it be the United Nations, whether it be, you know, people from Africa, the leadership there, the leadership in the Caribbean, the leadership in Latin America, they need to step up to the plate, because what is happening in America, to me, is illegal by any acts in Congress or executive orders by the President of the United States to stop people from coming to America, specifically because they are from Africa, the Caribbean, Latin America. In Western European countries, they have the visa waiver program that they don't need a visa to come to America. So you could be a millionaire from Kingston, Jamaica, you have to get a visa, as opposed to somebody eating out of a garbage can in Japan or England or France, and they could just jump on a plane with their passport under the visa waiver program and come here. No economic requirements. While, you know, there are economic requirements for people coming in from the Caribbean, Africa, Latin America, and now KKK, Russia, and Trump, not only is he talking about public charge issues, not only is he talking about increasing the fees for immigration application, not even is he, he's also talking about obviously getting rid of fee waivers for people who may be obviously economically challenged. So traditionally in America, how they operated against African Americans was, you don't want no black people, African Americans in your neighborhood, then okay, the cost of a house. If you want to build a house in this county, it's $3 million. So obviously, in that county, you ain't seeing African Americans. Why? Because it's economic discrimination. So what Trump, KKK, Russian Trump, the Republicans and Democrats have done for decades in this country against African American, they obviously do to whom? Africans, people from Africa, the Caribbean, Latin America, trying to settle down in America, like the Irish, the Italians, the Germans. They didn't have those problems that we have. Why? Because they're white. It is simple as that. They are white. And what KKK, Russian Trump is doing is furthering U.S. racist policy against immigrants coming to this country. Now, who are the United Nations is going to step up and say, okay, well, you know, America, you know, we allow you guys into our countries to exploit it, to take our pineapples and then send it back in a can to us, more expensive. You know, you take our sugar cane. In fact, you destroy our banana industry. Why? Because, hey, you don't even want us to produce anything to send to you. Mighty rich America. And what has happened is world leaders at the United Nations, leaders in the Caribbean, Africa, Latin America, either they do not understand America's racist policies and racist institutions historically, or they just like, do they just have a hat in their hand and they think that they should beg America forever? President Obama wasn't even helpful in bringing about these changes. Why? Because obviously he didn't have the support of Congress. But in his first 2 years, he squandered an opportunity to do something. So what we have now is a continuous battle. You're black, you're wrong. You're brown, you're wrong. And black is a color, so black is from Africa, the Caribbean, Latin America. And, as I just said earlier, white folks don't need a visa. He's not asking them for medical insurance. So if a guy in Japan could come here eating out of a garbage can because he's under the visa waiver program, or England. Who are these people coming here? Why are we treated differently? Because we are black? Because we are brown? Additionally, what is happening, I'm seeing people come into the office, talking to them. People are scared. People are self-deporting. People are economically challenged. In fact, he's destroying black and brown families when he say that if one person is a citizen, the U.S. citizen, and they have a green card holder, husband or wife, they shouldn't be in public housing. How more mean-spirited and racist can you get, KKK Russian Trump? You have no limit. You have no limit to your racism. You lack moral values, as we see in the impeachment and other press releases about your ignorance. And what you're doing is you're killing people. You are killing black people. You're killing brown people. You're killing people literally with your racist KKK Trump views. Why? Because you are inspiring the worst in people in this country. You are inspiring the KKK in the South, in the North, in the West, and in the East. And God forbid the type of crimes that they are committing against our people just because of their color. And as the traditional racists do, you use economic discrimination. Well, I'm not a racist. I'm just protecting America from people coming here who may be economically challenged. The same people that your company has exploited, didn't pay. People lost their wages in your real estate development. You are a criminal. And if the people in Congress now don't do anything about you, more people is going to suffer. You have people, as I said, scared, self-deporting. People cry. Yeah, people are crying. And not just the women, the men too. Because your impact on these people is unbelievable. You know, I'm in the trenches, as I tell most people. You see, lawyers are normally those in the trench. We are there on the front line. We're not flying a warplane. We're not on a big ship. And you know, so we in the front line. We are meeting with people, not only to obviously help them become documented here in this country, but also to listen to their problems, to witness their pain. And the Immigrants Journal, as Ms. Phillips said earlier, 21 years this year, you know, it's like you've grown up with this issue here, so to speak. And what we have seen from these Democrats in Congress is weakness and compromise. President Clinton could have vetoed bills, and he did not, because he thought that he's the man in the middle. Yeah, I'm the man in the middle, and that's an opportunist, the man in the middle. The man in the middle, he doesn't want to take a position. He wants to be good for the right, good for the left. He has no values, President Clinton. And what do we have now? KKK Russian Trump? Well, yeah, he's doing what his KKK people want him to do. He is a leader for those people. Trump is a leader for the KKK, the racist people in America. And he's achieving his goal. Clinton in the middle. Well, I don't want to do this. I want to pander to the racists, and I want to pander to the people that I am supposed to help, that I'm empowered to help. What did President Clinton do for black people? Nothing, except go to Harlem and play jazz. You know, what he is doing is what? President Clinton, former President Clinton, he's just given us nothing, empty promises. So we have empty promises from the time he was there. And now we see what leadership is, because leadership means that you could accomplish stuff. What are they going to accomplish in the impeachment? What are they going to accomplish in 2020? And then Mayor Bloomberg, the man who part of his administration of a 1 million stop and frisk, they said 900,000 was unconstitutional. So he was stopping and frisking black people, brown people, putting us in prison, criminalizing us so that we cannot get jobs. And he wants to be president now? Damn. President of what? So whatever Democrat goes there into Congress 2020, it has to be someone who could do the job. Is it Sanders? Is it Pocahontas, as Trump, KKK, Rush, and Trump want to call Miss Warren, right? Hey, we have a leadership deficit in the Democrats, yes. And that leadership deficit we talk about is people who could execute, people who have the discipline of getting things done. So we need a Democrat who could get things done. Just like how KKK, Rush, and Trump is getting things done for the KKK people in America, the racist people in America, and every single person that voted for him, whether they're black, they're brown, or they're white, they are all racist, lacking moral values. My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. I want you to feel good about yourself. Just how America has given white people the opportunity to come to this country and better themselves, that's what we are doing here. That's what we are doing in America. Those of us who come from Africa, the Caribbean, Latin America. I love my people. I work for my people, Miss Phillip. And the Immigrants Journal, Caribbean American Weekly, Workers World Today, the publications that we have that you could visit, support us. Again, this is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. Miss Phillip?
That's right. So do not hesitate, do not procrastinate. Take advantage of this free, no obligation legal consultation, the opportunity to get that consultation on absolutely any legal issue or concern that you may have. The number to call, the number to share, and the number to keep is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or you can visit www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. This is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions, we've got the answers.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions, we've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our free paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions, we've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.